Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, Conversations with Government Leaders. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers and the co-chair of the PricewaterhouseCoopers Endowment for the Business of Government. The endowment was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. To find out more about the endowment, visit us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. The Business of Government Hour focuses on outstanding government executives who are changing the way government does business. Our special guest tonight is Bob Winsell, Deputy Commissioner of Operations for the IRS. Welcome, Bob.
Good evening, Paul.
And joining us in our conversation is Jim Cook, a consultant at PricewaterhouseCoopers. Hi, Jim.
Good evening, Paul.
Well, Bob, in this first segment, let's talk about your career. But first, I want to talk about the IRS. Around tax time, everybody thinks about the IRS, and they're aware of tax collections. But that's not all they do. Perhaps you could tell us more about the IRS and some of its major functions.
Well Paul, you're certainly right about our being on everyone's mind about this time of year. Many people think of the IRS is all about April 15th. This year was April 17th. But you're right on point when you talk about and note that the IRS responsibilities extend far beyond its tax collection role. We are responsible for implementing a great number of new tax laws and provisions each and every year, literally. We're responsible for educating taxpayers about their responsibilities and for helping individuals and corporate taxpayers in many, many different ways. We have extensive education, assistance, and outreach programs to individual taxpayers, to small businesses, business liaison groups, and corporate taxpayers. We also interact with and assist, as you might expect, other government agencies such as the Social Security Administration and the Small Business Administration, just to name two. We have a very active international tax organization and assist other countries in administrating their programs, both in emerging and in established countries, if you will, with helping them setting up or enhancing their tax administration programs. And our criminal investigation function, another example of a part of the IRS that a lot of folks might not know about, is in the forefront of battling crimes involving illegal drugs, financial crimes, tax evasion, and money laundering. I can really tell you that the IRS is recognized as the worldwide leader in tax administration. And I can also admit that we really needed to change, upgrade, and move with the times to provide even better service to taxpayers here in our country and around the world, if you will, American citizens working overseas. The IRS Restructuring and Reform Act of 1998 that many individuals are familiar with, gave us the mandate, if you will, and provided the tools to accomplish this, while the leadership of our commissioner, Commissioner Charles Rosati, has established the direction and shape of the future of the Internal Revenue Service.
Bob, you've been with the IRS for over 30 years, and as such, you're now the highest-ranking career official at the IRS. Over that time, you've held a number of positions, and you've had a number of accomplishments. You've been instrumental in some of the changes that have taken place. Can you describe for us a little bit about your history?
Jimmy, it's actually soon to be 37 years. Okay. Two years of that is with service in the United States Army, but the other 35 years has all been with the Internal Revenue Service. And I mean this when I say it. It seems like a short period of time because it's gone by so quickly. But during that time, I have been fortunate to have worked for an organization like the Internal Revenue Service, working with employees such as those who work for the service, because there is a real lot of pride in doing a good job and a really sincere commitment by our employees in helping taxpayers. We've seen many, many changes over that period of time occur throughout the world, that is, in the private sector and government. And although I think the IRS has always been concerned with doing the job well, I think the focus of our job has really changed to make quality service to our customers and not so much a nice-to-have, but really an integral part of doing our job correctly and well. I started with the IRS as a revenue officer, GS-5, right out of college in Chicago, and worked in both our Chicago and Detroit offices before being selected for our executive selection and development program. I was working in Detroit for about in the 70s for 7 years, and observing what was happening to the U.S. auto industry in the 70s, if we all think back to that period of time, really taught me as an extremely important lesson about how important it is, not just in the private sector, but in public service, in the public sector, about how important quality and good customer service is, and that is providing the best products in public service and providing the best customer service that we possibly can offer. And that experience really taught me what happens to business or government when these elements are lacking or considered to be not the most important way of delivering products or services in public service. After Detroit and having a number of management positions both in Chicago and Detroit, I spent a significant portion of my time as an executive. Other than in Washington at our national headquarters, I also served as in our National Computing Center in Martinsburg, West Virginia, as the director there, and also as director in our two service centers, one in Ogden, Utah, and the other in Fresno, California. And I thoroughly enjoyed and appreciated my time as director in those three offices and locations. It gave me a real good understanding and a hearty appreciation for the challenges facing processing activity within the Internal Revenue Service. I've been the Deputy Commissioner for the Internal Revenue Service since 1998, and I have to say this is the greatest challenge and most important assignment, obviously, of my entire government career. It comes at a time when the IRS is changing and modernizing itself during the most critical rebuilding phase the service has really faced since 1952. And that's the last time when we significantly reorganized ourselves. By the way, I wasn't there at the time. I can only share with you what I've read and learned about it. But I will say that we're in a period of time right now when we are changing the way we do business with a renewed focus upon meeting our taxpayer needs and delivering quality customer service. And I'm just really appreciative of the fact that I have the opportunity to be a part of this major change that's underway within our organization.
Well, 37 years certainly is a long time. What is it about public service that drew you to it?
When I think back to 1963 and Paul, when I graduated college, and I had several career choices. There were a number of corporations that came to the college campus and interviewed for positions there. We were offered several opportunities to go into the private sector. By the way, at a starting salary that was about twice of what I finally accepted with the Internal Revenue Service. But in 1963, a lot of young people like myself back in those days thought of government service as the right thing to do for their country. Personally speaking, I'm a first-generation American. My parents immigrated to the United States, and their formal education stopped at the age of 14, if you will, in the country that they came from. But they learned about the Constitution of the United States early on and set as their goal when they were young, and their parents' goal was to come to the United States for a better way of life. So being raised in that environment, my father and mother encouraged me to always remember what a great country this is, and given the opportunity that we all have a responsibility to give back to our country. So the Internal Revenue Service was on the college campus along with the other corporations, and I interviewed for the Internal Revenue Service. I was an accounting major, and I said, if I really had a sincere interest to go into public service and my background and training and so forth, that the Internal Revenue Service was the right fit for me, and made that my career choice. And I, as I mentioned earlier, started as a GS-5 and really enjoyed the training that I received initially and stayed with the Internal Revenue Service all these years.
Well, great. It's time for a break. We'll be right back with more of the Business of Government Hour.